People are going to ask us where the Montreal Quebec for President campaign began. And it's very difficult to answer that question. Here's the reason why. Our campaign had beginnings in Schenectady, New York. Our campaign had beginnings in Ferguson, Missouri. When we observed what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri, we made sure that we paid attention to what was going on. Our campaign has beginnings in McKinney, Texas. When we observed what happened in McKinney, Texas, we realized that we actually needed to have a campaign and to run. And when we observed what happened in Charleston, we realized that not only did we need to run, but that we had to win. I'm Montel Claude. I'm the new Natural Law Party candidate for President of the United States. You're listening to the first address of our radio broadcast from the new Natural Law Party. You're listening to Natural Law Radio. And this is America for Montel Claude. If not now, when? Americans have been pencil whipped. We've been pencil whipped at the time clock. We've been pencil whipped at the cash register. We've been pencil whipped on April 15th. And we've been pencil whipped at the ballot box for way too long. The new Natural Law Party has a platform to create a budget surplus in just one term. Our party's economic team has developed a strategy to pay off half the national debt in just one term. Our economic team has come up with economic stimulus in the form of tax refunds for 90% of income tax filers. These will be refunds in the amount of $8,000. And in addition to that, we have added nearly $1 trillion of investment in stimulus for education, nearly $1 trillion in investment for infrastructure, for highways and roads. Our candidate for president is me, Montel Claude. I'll create farming zones protected by our current military installations while our forces are redeployed or drawn down. We're talking about the end of war. The current military installations will support a farming, medical, and educational complex that would be near or adjacent to the base. Soldiers would have the option of either retiring to return home to be in the National Guard at twice their current base pay, or they could remain on active. The center of our platform involves clean energy, environmental sustainability, and security for families. That's what I prioritize as a candidate. That's what I value, clean energy, environmental sustainability, and security for families. Please elect me. I'm Montel Claude. Tell your friends. We can all win together. We can all end war, but we have to do it together. We can end violence, but we'd have to do it together. We can end ignorance. But again, we have to do it together. We can end bigotry together. We can win peace in the Middle East together. We can strengthen Social Security. We can lower the retirement age to 59 years old if we do it together. Honestly, I feel that if you are a person and you start college or you start working by the age of 19, there's no reason why you would have to put in more than 40 years. At the end of that, you could retire. We can have better police hiring and recruitment, but we'd have to do it together. Currently, there are what are called IQ caps within police departments. In order to be a police officer, you have to pass an IQ test, but here's the kicker. You can't score too high on the IQ test. I forget the name of the test, but you have to test within the range of 29 to 32 points. If you're below 29 points, you can't be a police officer because you're too dumb. If you're above 32 points, you can't be a police officer because you're too smart. And what that created an environment, it's a safety hazard, essentially. It's a public safety hazard. The quality and caliber of police officers that we have on our streets who have the responsibility and who have the authority to take lives and restrict people's freedom, the hiring for it is really needs to be reviewed. Essentially, what I would do is I would dump the IQ cap and I would actually raise the bar. Essentially, many of the people who do the job of police officer would no longer be doing that job, not in the same capacity anyway. To me, police is not a noun. Police is a verb. It's an activity. So what I would do is I would raise that IQ cap probably to 31 or 32, and I would force every police officer to retest. And anyone who couldn't score a 32 or a 33 wouldn't be allowed to carry a gun. You would actually have to score a 32 or a 33 to carry a gun, and then we would really talk about having to have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in order to carry a gun. If you want to work for this police for in a police department in this country, we're going to have to know that you're sane. We're going to have to know that that you can shoot straight, and we're going to have to know that you know the difference between a criminal and a grandmother. Again, we have to have more responsible police departments. We have to have accountability. We have to have more responsible media. We have to have more responsible politicians. We have to have more responsible and accountable judges. There's a pair of judges who were kicked off the bench and I believe imprisoned for receiving kickbacks. They were sending juveniles into the private prison system who were innocent of these offenses. And the reason why they were doing it is because the private prisons needed more money. The private prisons needed more money, so these judges were sending them more prisoners and receiving a kickback for it, a bribe. And that's what's at the center of our campaign, is trying to really look at all the really difficult and tough issues that we have around the country that really center around a lot of bribery. What we're saying is that there are a number of things going wrong with our country, and there are a number of people who were elected and who have the responsibility of trying to keep you from finding out what's going on in your country. Again, we can have better police hiring. We can have better police recruitment. We can have better police training, but we have to do it together. We can have a more responsible media. We can have more responsible politicians. We can have more accountable judges, but we have to do it together. Let me tell you an example of a good judge. This judge in Orange County, California, recently disqualified all 250 prosecutors. He fired all the prosecutors. And the reason why was because they had a room where they were manufacturing evidence. Again, judge fired 250 prosecutors. This went on in Orange County, California. 250 prosecutors, all disqualified because they were manufacturing evidence. Now, elect Montel Claude. And the reason why you want to elect Claude is because I would also charge all 250 of those people criminally. If you think about what happens when 250 prosecutors come together in order to manufacture evidence, in order to convict people falsely, every single one of the people they convicted is likely actually innocent, and every single conviction is likely evidence of a crime that's been committed by these 250 prosecutors. We can have better police training. We can have better police hiring. We can have better police recruitment together. We can have more responsible media. We can have more responsible politicians. We can have accountable judges, but we have to do it together. We can have better schools, but the only way to do it is with all of us working together. All of us are stronger than any of us. If any of us can do what's right, they can do what's right so much better for the rest of us. The New Natural Law Party needs your ideas and your voice. If you want to join us, please join us. We'd like to hear from you. We want to know about all the other ideas that are out there. I know that I don't have all the answers, and that's one of the things that you can actually expect from a Montel Claude presidency, is that when it comes to something that we haven't planned together as a party, when something happens that that surprises us as a party and a decision needs to be made, most of the time what you'll see is your president looking to the experts and looking to you, the public, to find out what's going on. You're talking about an administration that would not be afraid to examine the polls. You're talking about an administration that would not be afraid to listen to the experts. You're talking about an administration that would not be afraid to silence. What you're going to hear from the rest of these folks, and my apologies to Senator Bernie Sanders, you're not included in this. I think you're a very nice man. But what you're going to hear from all the other candidates, most of the other candidates besides Bernie Sanders and myself, are a number of out-of-touch views. These people have their ideas are nowhere founded in anything close to reality. They seem to ignore the facts on the ground in order to spew their hateful rhetoric, in order to spew their hateful views on marriage equality, in order to spew their horrible views on women's health, in order to try to keep people from getting health care. This is what you'll hear from them. You'll hear them talk more and more about cutbacks. You'll hear them talk more and more about how regular Americans need to tighten their belts. Let's talk about our tax plan. Let's talk about our tax plan for just a couple of minutes, and then I will need to get back to some other topics. Again, what we're talking about is balancing the budget and paying off half of the national debt in one term. We're talking about balancing the budget and paying down half of the national debt in one term. Here's how. Here's why. What we want to do with taxes is extremely progressive and bold. What we're really talking about is 90% of income earners getting a refund. Whatever you made, you made, and the government's going to give you a little bit of money to help you out. You want to spend the money to improve your home. You want to spend the money to improve your business. You want to spend the money on a down payment for a home. It's going to be up to you. But again, we're talking about across the board giving an $8,000 refund to income tax filers. Now, the other tax that we're going to have is a tax on the 1%, and they're going to give the government 210% of what they make in 2017. That's going to be the tax rate. Now, I'll talk to you for a minute about what happens to the people who are between 2% and 90%. It's another group. We'll talk about them. But again, for 90% of income filers, for 90% of income tax filers, they're going to get a rebate. They're going to get a refund. They're going to get $8,000 cash to use. And the purpose of this is because I know that they'll spend it. I know that they'll go out and they'll buy lumber to improve their home. I know that they'll go out and they'll buy groceries. I know that they'll go out and buy a new car. I know that they'll go out and they'll try to purchase a home. This is the problem with our economy, is that no one has any money to spend except for these people who I'm going to charge 210% in tax in that year. If you are at the upper 1% of income tax filers, you're going to be charged a tax of 210%. Whatever you made that year, we need twice of that and a little more. Now, that's the 1%, and that's 90%. Now, I'm going to tell you about these other folks who are in the middle. Some of them are going to get the $8,000. And some of them are going to pay 210% in tax. And it's going to have a lot to do with how many other people, and if they're actually families, and some of the other factors. Now, that's our tax plan. Now, moving on, I wanted to talk about what happened in Charleston. When you talk about what happened in Charleston, you end up with two really important topics that most people are usually looking forward to ducking. No pun intended. You're talking about guns, and you're talking about race. What happened in Charleston was a hate crime, period, and I would prosecute it as a hate crime. I would assign the task of rounding up these domestic terrorists to the FBI and to the National Guard, and it would be their responsibility to find who these folks are and to find out what their groups are and to criminally prosecute people for being members of these terrorist organizations. Additionally, there are a number of things that we would do in order to support children's rights, in order to make sure that the missing and kidnapped actually have responsible people looking after their cases. We have seen so many incidents of regular, everyday people being tortured. We've seen a report on the torture that goes on overseas. We watch nightly people get murdered on television, some of them at the hands of city. Someone had to finally say, enough is enough. My name is Montel Claude, and it's my responsibility to say enough is enough. It's my responsibility to say things that most politicians are too afraid to say. It's my responsibility to say things that most citizens are too afraid to say. Would you like to talk about Palestine? Let's talk about Palestine. Palestine is a country, and they are under occupation. I would really begin to examine the immigration status of people who live in that area. It would become a very serious issue. I would probably not send any more weapons or any more funding to that region. There would probably have to actually be a democratic government in place that allows all voters to vote before we would even begin to start having those kinds of discussions about being able to send any more aid to that region. Last year, Israel killed 557 children. That's 10 killed per day during those 51 days of horror. They are not forgotten. They will not be forgotten. On climate, there's going to be a climate conference in Paris this year, and we really hope to for our campaign to really take a really good look at climate, and for our administration to really spend a lot of time interacting with the public about what's happening with climate. So many of these past elections have not had a full range of voices and a full range of candidates. This is one of our really big issues, is making sure that the plurality of voices is heard. It is so unfair to hear from the same folks over and over again about the same issues, about the same topics, and to see absolutely nothing done. You think about Confederate flag, you know, the traitor flag. You know, it still flies in a number of places. You know, you think about this young man who went into a church in Charleston and murdered quite a number of people. And the lack of response that we've seen so far is the only explanation I can give for how 9 people died in Charleston this week. We've launched our campaign on Juneteenth, 2015. The Montel Claude campaign for President of the United States began here with you on Juneteenth, 2015. We would make it a national holiday, not just for people of color, but for all people. When Montel Claude declared his candidacy, his purpose is to free the people, all the people. In no way whatsoever would it even be possible to fathom that we've actually seen Martin Luther King's dream succeed when 9 people were murdered in Charleston while praying. I'm going to give just a moment of silence to honor the 9 victims who died in Charleston, and then we're going to proceed with our campaign. I had no idea that we would be doing this now, but Columbine happened, and it was ignored. Virginia Tech happened, and it was ignored. Fort Hood happened, It was ignored. Gabby Giffords. That happened. There's a boat named after her, but the issue has still been ignored. Aurora, ignored. Newtown, ignored. D.C. Naval Yard, ignored. Michael Brown, shot in the middle of the street, ignored. Ezell Ford, murdered, ignored. Latasha Hirons, murdered, ignored. And the question is, will anyone pay attention to the fact that these murders are happening over and over, day by day? I'm Montel Claude. I am the new Natural Law Party candidate for President of the United States. We need your ideas and your voice in order to help us grow. I hope you'll join us. We only have a very short amount of time left in this broadcast. We'll see when I can come and speak again. I wanted to tell you a few things about our campaign. We're going to try to see if we can get our campaign to work without any money. And it's because one of our platform issues is having publicly financed elections. And we hope that we can elect me without any money, and then we'll know that campaigns don't need any money to function. But we will have some sort of public financing in order to have debates, in order to have discussions and town hall meetings, in order to let people know their candidates. So again, I'm Montel Claude. I am a candidate for President of the United States. My party is called the New Natural Law Party. We believe in science. We believe in freedom. We believe in making sure that guns don't get into the hands of the wrong people. I believe that the American Legislative Exchange Council, otherwise known as ALEC, must be taken down. Please see stinktanks.org for more information on that. Stinktanks.org for more information on that. We honestly only have about 2 minutes left in this broadcast of the New Natural Law Party radio show. I'm Montel Claude. I am our first candidate for president. I'm really hoping that with your help that we can defeat the KOCH party. We can defeat supply-side economics. We can actually live in a land that's peaceful. We can have a country where 90% of the people get a refund. You can use that refund and live off of it while you go to school. You can use that refund to try to figure out, you know, what's going on with your life. But the main point is that if you actually file a return, you'll get a refund of $8,000. The people who are at the upper 1%, they're going to end up paying about 210% in taxes. And additionally, what I'm going to do is charge off the entire Iraq war. And that's the issue, is that we've been looking at these borrow and spend politicians, and it's gotten us nowhere but a mountain of debt. What I'm offering is called the cornucopia budget. It involves ending the Iraq war. It involves charging the Iraq war off as a fraud. It involves charging the people who fed us the Iraq war and the yellow cake memo with fraud criminally, and making them pay for the cost of the Iraq war. It's probably about $5 trillion. We'd add on a penalty of 2 times that, so 3 times $5 trillion, $15 trillion is the budget that I would start working with. Listen, we've had enough of the gun huggers. You know, I think that we've all been very, very patient. And again, my name is Montel Claude. I'm with the New Natural Law Party. Wanted to give a shout out to Bernie Sanders. He's one of the reasons why we were brave enough to run. We want him to get out there and do his thing. Look for my campaign manager, Doogie Howitzer, during the week. He and I will continue to prepare materials. And if you would like to run with us or help our campaign, just get in touch with us. We'll see if we can get you in the party, and we can see if we can get you to run for a Senate seat or a House seat or a state seat in your state. Thank you again. My name is Montel Claude. You're next president. So again, you know, our campaign really has its beginnings in a number of places. You know, you could possibly even say that our campaign began with Emmett Till, you know, or that our campaign began in Schenectady, New York. Here's why I bring up Schenectady, New York. in Schenectady, New York, there's a guy. I think it's called the Dab City Smoke Shop. And here's a guy who was operating his shop where he sells cigars, cigarettes, and other smoking supplies. Now, you say, Eric Garner, he's selling cigarettes illegally. Here's a guy who has a tobacco store, and he's selling his tobacco legally. And while he's at work one day at his store, one day the door comes crashing down, and the police raid him and haul him off to jail, charge him with possession of cocaine with the intent to sell. And here's what actually happened. His lawyer introduces as evidence into the case closed-circuit TV camera footage from the store at the time of the raid. And what's observed on the cameras is horribly shocking. What happens there is we find out that the informant for the police actually planted the crack cocaine. Police misconduct has been out of hand. And my campaign manager, Diggy Howitzer, has been staying up to date on this and has written about this, and he brought it to my attention long before we saw what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, long before we saw what happened in McKinney, Texas, long before what we saw happen in Charleston. So, again, if you really want to elect someone to do this job right, I really recommend that you look at our campaign, look at what we have to offer, and if you really believe in what we're doing, support us by telling your friends or support us by running. My name is Montel Claude. You're listening to the new Natural Law Party radio show. We have come to fix America. If not now, when? Together, we can do this. We can all win together.